USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday after being shot while giving a campaign speech in Western Japan. The former Prime Minister quit politics in 2020 because of health issues. He was talking outside a train station in Nara when a lone gunman fired. He was apprehended moments later. The mayor of San Francisco appointed a new district attorney after the other one was impeached. Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced that Brooke Jenkins will be the next district attorney. The official Disneyland Instagram page appeared to have been briefly hacked Thursday. A hacker posted at least four posts containing racial slurs and vulgar language. The hacker also uploaded a picture of himself and wrote, "I am a super hacker and that I'm here to bring revenge upon Disneyland." Americans' confidence in newspapers and television has fallen to an all-time low, according to a 29-year Gallup survey. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update on the crazed 4th of July shooter in Illinois.
We are learning more about the 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting, who showed no emotions during his virtual court appearance. Highland Park Police Department Chief Lou Jogman.
And there was quite a bit of pre-planning that went into it. He indiscriminately fired at the crowd of people and, struck people at random.
The Illinois State Police say the alleged gunman passed four background checks in 2020 and 2021, despite two encounters with police in 2019 involving threats of violence to himself and family members and a series of troubling social media posts. He's being held without bond, and more charges are expected to be filed against him in the coming weeks. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Texas state law enforcement officials are going to send illegal migrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on Fox Business Thursday.
We're having deaths occur more frequently. In fact, an international organization labeled the Biden's border between the United States and Mexico the most deadly border in the entire world. And so what Texas is doing, we've taken unprecedented action to respond to this, including building a border wall, deploying the military, laying down military-grade razor wire, and now doing the unprecedented, and that is Texas law enforcement and National Guard, anybody they apprehend coming across the border illegally, they will be returning to the border.
If you have less faith in the American government at this time, you're not alone.
Americans confident in the government is seeing a sharp decline. According to a Monmouth University poll, just over one in three Americans are confident in the government. 36% of Americans describe the system of government as basically sound. That's down from 55% in 2020 and then 44% in 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 16 Americans on Thursday, including decorated Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. The late Senator John McCain and Apple co-founder Steve Jobs received the award posthumously. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.